Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, July the 9th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States, and I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So now, on to the synopsis. I'm going to start with a little discussion about the new president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who has advanced the idea that Mexico has the right to monitor the status of its citizens living illegally in the United States. He says they have a human right to enter the United States as they please. Well, I don't know how Americans feel about this. I would feel pretty upset if the same kind of opinion were to be held by countries sending their citizens to the United Kingdom. But anyway, I've got quite a lot to say about that. So listen in, hopefully, and you will enjoy and hopefully learn something from the show. A Nobel Prize-winning psychologist, Daniel Kahneman, is generally considered to be one of the world's preeminent philosophers. And I'm going to talk about a recent conversation he had with a journalist surrounding the concept of luck. Now, luck is something I've spent quite a lot of time discussing in the shows. So he is a very well-renowned thinker, and I couldn't be happier to bring you some detail in terms of what he has to say about luck. So we'll talk about that next. Millions of Americans lost their middle-class jobs, not because China played unfairly, but because American corporations betrayed the American people and exported their jobs. Now, I don't know whether you agree with this, whether you don't. It's not my job to force your thinking on this subject, but I do have a few interesting things to say, rather a short piece on this. So that comes next. The United States has been ranked for the first time among the 10 nations deemed to be the most dangerous for women in the world by experts in the field. Well, that about says it all, really, doesn't it? It's rather shocking. I'll give you the full list of the most dangerous countries, and I've got a couple of other things to say about that. I'm going to spend just a few moments giving you an example of how the media willfully distorts and lies about events. And I'm going to give you a specific interesting example, which I think shows quite clearly what I mean. Then I'm going to come back to the subject of immigration and tell you about the way things have changed in the United States and how opinions have changed along with it. And then I'm going to talk about the pace of change, which frankly makes predictions impossible. On March the 29th, 1879, a widely circulated newspaper called the American Register published a scathing editorial stating that, quote unquote, it is doubtful if electricity will ever be widely used because it was too expensive to generate. So we're going to talk a little bit about injudicious predictions and where they led or didn't lead, as the case may be. So then we'll finish with an uncomfortable truth that most educators simply do not want to talk about, which is the fact that females are dramatically outperforming males on every educational level. Now, frankly, I have no problem with this. Nothing has ever led me to believe that females are less capable than men. It's always repulsed me how men have always tried to use their physical advantage to lord it over women in every way and field, not only in the way that our friend Harvey Weinstein has decided is appropriate. But there are some interesting things in that department, and I will talk about them. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what you have today. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email 3 free shows so that you may sample the contents of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that you're living in. So you may feel free to select any of the shows, which you can do by going scrolling up the archives and seeing something that might interest you. But I highly recommend that the June 29th show be one of your choices, which is actually my mid-year assessment. And I've had some very positive feedback on that show, and I'm proud of it. So I suggest you select the June 29th show. All right, well, with that, I am going to take my leave, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be back, as always, on Friday. So until then, take care. Bye-bye for now.